Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hello everyone, my name is Mirta and this is Align and Mirth Podcast. Now, this is the very first episode and I am feeling nervous and ecstatic. Like, seriously, this podcast has been in the works within my own mind for quite some time. Probably, let's say, a year and a half. And I had set everything up with Align and Mirth, the website, the Instagram, the Twitter, and everything for this podcast. But then I couldn't get myself to actually start it until today. And today's date is June 2nd, 2022. If you want to know the time is 1:50 p.m. And I am so excited to have started this podcast that has been my dream. And I have been scared to initiate it and start talking on this podcast because I have, I want to get through my fear of first judgment. I'm going to put it out there. First is the fear of judgment. And to help myself in developing more and opening up my throat chakra. Now, I am a certified Reiki master, energy healer. I am clairvoyant. I am an intuitive. I guess we all are intuitives. I do card readings, and I know somewhat, I would say, how the energy works within the body and how, energetic blockages can basically hurt, someone, and these, blockages can manifest, physically, as an illness within the body. Now, with that being said, I do not want to basically continue with this energetic blockage within my body, whether it's fear, judgment, fear of judgment, shame, whatever it is, to basically create a bigger problem for myself. So primarily, I am doing this podcast for myself, doing it for myself to express myself. And then if it serves anybody else, you are more than welcome to join this space with me. I welcome you and open the doors wide open to you to sit in this sacred little remote room with me, and let's heal things together. So with that said, with that being said, please excuse my verbal typos, if that's how you would call it. That's what I'm calling it, my verbal typos. I am nervous, being the first episode. So now let me tell you guys about Align and Mirth. Align and Mirth is my own brand. I created it during the pandemic 2020. So now we're in the year 2022 and Align and Mirth has been holding steady for the last two years now. I'm proud of that. And it has been the work of myself and my husband assisting me with like my products. So I have my blog where I talk about spirituality, mind and body connection. Then I have my Reiki infused products, which these are body butters and body oils, a bath tea. I am currently in the works of making baby body butter, baby body butter, and also a baby bath calming water. I have a 3-month-old, so that has been the inspiration. I have been trying that, testing that calming water for his bedtime, and it has been working wonders. So, that's about Align and Mirth. The name came about during meditation, where I had the idea of what I wanted to create, but I didn't know what name to assign it. And during a meditation, I clearly saw the words, how it was written, and that's where it started. Previous to that, I just used the Instagram for just my creative writing that I had. That was XO Mirth, so I just kept the mirth in there as well. That is about Align and Mirth. So personally about me, I am right now 33 years old, the age of Christ. So it's my Christ year. I am a dun dun dun. This is where it gets hard because it's so hard to talk about myself. So that's also something that I would want to break through with this podcast, being more comfortable in speaking about myself. But anyways, 33 years old. I live in New York, the United States. I have 2 sons, and I also have two bonus daughters from my husband. We are a super cool, amazing, lovable, blended family. We have a 2-year-old Pomsky, but she's more of a husky. Her name is Lova. She is a lovable, beautiful, hairy dog. What else can I tell you? Okay, so personally about me, I am currently on maternity leave, my 3rd month of maternity leave since having my youngest son. And then I re will return back to work at the end of summer to my corporate job in the finance world, technology and business. I would say it's media and business. I have a master's degree in criminal justice. I do not exercise my degree at the very moment. However, I do have, previous to my financial job role, I was doing corporate security for the same company. And I would have to say that I am still trying to adjust to the fact that, like, I'm still trying to learn where or why or how to implement my degrees into my current lifestyle or what I want to do right now. When I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer, but then I saw how our criminal justice system wasn't really good, I would say. And I didn't want to continue on that path. However, I have always wanted to be of service. That I can like 100% be certain of. I have always wanted to be of service. So that is some of my information. I was born in the Dominican Republic. Both of my parents are Dominicans. I migrated over to the United States when I was 5 years old. So I was born over there, but I was raised here. I have a younger sister and a younger brother. And I am just trying to adjust to currently, like right now, adjusting to everything that is going on and trying to remain calm within all the chaos that's going on within the world, with between the peoples, between the families, and trying to find myself and center myself with all the craziness and the unbalanced energies that are going on. So, yeah, this is what I can provide to you as information for the Align and Mirth podcast. I'm sorry, I'm not, I really didn't prepare myself for this first initial podcast. I felt that if I was to go and write a script or write how I was going to do the introduction, then I would be overthinking it and I would have postponed this first initial intro. And that's not what I want to do anymore. I believe we are in the time where we have to start doing things and not be stopped by fear. And a lot of Align and Mirth has brought out to me, to keep and continue doing what I like and what I enjoy despite the fear. And I guess this is the last part and the last bit of it all because I tend to communicate differently verbally than when I am writing. And so far, with my blog post, with Twitter, with Instagram, the way that I engage with a lot of you, if my listeners are listening, who also follow me on Instagram, the way I engage with words is, with writing is quite different. And I want to be more expressive with my own voice. And I want to do that through this podcast. So I will be speaking on like my own personal things that have gone on in my life, how I started spirituality, things that I have learned through my relationships. Things that I have learned about myself, with my own birth chart, knowing about my own signs and the placements. People tend to speak on spirituality and thinking about it like if it's just you looking for God. But spirituality is you looking for or finding the God within yourself. Like you trying to get an understanding of who you are and coming to terms with what is it that suits you, uncovering the veils of what you thought you knew, and unlearning a lot of those things that were taught to you. So that's a lot of what I have been doing. I have my bio on my website that I have been on my spiritual journey since 2016. But I think that we all start our spiritual journeys like from birth, right? It's just that at a certain time is when we start paying attention to our likes and dislikes rather than being moved by the opinions and thoughts of other people, and that's how we would, would tend to ride our boat, I would say, with the going with the flow with whatever somebody else says. Until you get to the point and it's like, okay, no, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I'm going to stop, this is what I'm going to continue. So we all go on a spiritual journey from the moment of birth, but you really start paying attention when you start figuring out more about yourself and about your surroundings. So I am looking so much into or I'm looking forward into speaking more with you guys and having you guys learn more about me. I would love to hear stories about you. If you guys have any questions or things that you would like for me to discuss on this podcast, I would definitely open the doors. I'm telling you, this is a wide open community, sacred space here for you as well as for me. So that is all that I have as an intro. So again, guys, thank you so much for listening to this first intro. I am sorry that it's so, it's crazy. Sorry that it's crazy. Oh, that's another thing. I tend to do a lot of noises when I am speaking. I think that's my little nervousness tick, but whatever. Yeah. Let this first episode be the groundbreaking episode. Here is to Align and Mirth, the podcast. Bye, guys. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao. Hi guys, how are you all feeling? How have you guys been sleeping? Have you guys had some time for grounding or for some mindfulness, looking into how your body is processing everything that is going on in the world and around us and within our families? I want you guys to always take some time to center yourself back into your bodies, back into this physical world that we are all living in, just as a little sense of like a self-empowerment. All right, so if you haven't done so, do some quick breathing whenever you can, whenever you get a chance, please. Okay, so now to dive into today's episode, I wanted to discuss spirituality and self, right? So like spirituality and ourselves. I had briefly explained in the first episode that spirituality is more about like the understanding, getting an understanding of yourself, getting more knowledge and awareness of yourself and how you function, how you think, how you have processed life events, how can you heal from those, your connection to God, your connection to the universe, your connection to your guides, how can you strengthen that. But also spirituality is more about having the awareness on how to basically live in the moment with the knowledge that you have, knowledge and understanding that you have and you have obtained, received, inspirations that you have seen from other people, as well as like how you're going to live your life moving forward, right? Because if you learn something, you basically apply it moving forward, right? And yes, sometimes it takes a couple of tries, and a couple of tries in within spirituality will be like we go through a couple of similar lessons if we have not learned from from the initial ones. It has happened to me quite often where I have thought that I learned a lesson or I paid attention to like things that were showing up as red flags, and I basically did not process the healing carefully. Not to mention also one thing I had noticed, that you know, we get dealt healing by our guides, by God, by our higher self, whichever, you know, whichever you believe in. This is not a religious podcast, but by whatever you believe that is guiding your life, right? We get handed these lessons for our own spiritual advancement, right? But have you noticed how if you feel that you are repeating a lesson, it's not necessarily all the time that you're repeating the lesson because the first time around you didn't grasp the idea of what that lesson was trying to teach you, but more so you're repeating the lesson because there's like a deeper layer that you need to uncover and heal. Like, have you guys paid attention to that? When I first started noticing that, I would get like annoyed because I would think, you know, going back to like the times that I would not truly integrate the lesson the first few times, I thought that I was just reliving the same lesson. But, you know, it's all about awareness, right? And seeing why is it that things are happening, or what is it that the lesson is trying to show us at that particular time, and sort of changing our point of view, or the point of view of the lesson. Like, what is it that it's showing up for us to basically heal? So that's a big thing, because having that awareness of knowing if this is a lesson that you are, that is showing up for you again because it wasn't integrated fully the first time around, or is it the same lesson showing you like a different perspective or a deeper layer, right? So for example, I'm gonna put my example here, and throughout this podcast I will be putting a lot more examples, because I feel that that would be the only way that I can get my point across. It's being on a personal level and showing my personal side of this healing. So one, healing, let's say family trauma, family drama, like healing everything that has to do with like reparenting, healing relationships with siblings, right? So there was a point where I was looking at the way that I grew up, right? I was looking at the way that I grew up as like, what did that, why was that an experience that I went through, right? So I am a child of immigrants. Life, as you may probably know or heard of, it's always like on a survival mode, right? When I was going through my healing process with family issues, my initial phase of healing was trying to see, or like trying to heal, the slight anger that I had with always being on a survival mode and not having the emotional connections both to like my parents, right? Because they weren't able to provide that emotional connection because their priority was really to make sure that we were safe, right? Under their understanding of what safe meant, which was like a roof over our head, food on the table. But there was no energy for emotional connection, right? So I had to process that on the first phase of healing to get an understanding as to like what was showing up for me, processing those emotions, right? And there was anger, I have to say. There was a lot of anger Because I just felt like, how can things occur, or how can a child develop emotionally, right, when the parents are not emotionally connected, right? Everything is like it felt robotic in my house at times. So the first few times I was upset. The second time that I, and I would say, like, okay, I'm over it. Like, that's it. I understand what happened. I understand that there wasn't like any sense of like watching TV together. Like, it may sound dumb at times to like explain it, but if you pay attention to how, like, what things can impact a child, these are like the first few things, right? So, missing graduations because of work, or missing, hospital events because it's just like, I don't know, it wasn't important. I don't know. That's for them to sort of figure out and let me know. I already did my healing on my part for that. I already had my closure. I have closed those doors. I promise you. That was like the first initial thing, right? I had to process those emotions looking back as an adult, right? Then I had to revisit those again when I was doing inner child healing, and sort of like reparent myself. So the first was like uncovering, and then the second part was like also uncovering it from a different perspective. Did that make sense? I hope it did. But that is what I'm trying to say, that like, we go through these things and we process these emotions, and we sort of like look back at how our nervous system was affected, how our social skills were affected, how our ability to make relationships with, friends and other family members was like everything stemmed from there. So there has been like several times that I have had to revisit that same set of scenarios because there's different sets of healing that needed to happen. So that was my brief example. But what I really want to get into, and like, doing things moving forward once you sort of go through this, sort of go through these uncovering and peeling of the onion, as I would say, because that shit just gets deeper and it makes you cry even harder. Like, I don't even understand why or how can stored emotions, no matter how long ago it was, it like can like feel like a stirring of the pot and reemergence. But that's because, emotions are stored in the body, and we have to continue doing the work of sort of moving that emotion out with movement, with Reiki, with breath work, with I think it's called Tai Chi or Qigong something. Please don't butcher me and put me in a cancel podcast or anything so fast, so soon. I'm sorry. But yes, those things is just because, energy still needs to be moved. It's stuck in the body. But the point that I'm trying to get to is that once we get to this area where we see, we have awareness of what was it that happened, where we understand what was the healing that we did, and we come out on the other side like, great, amazing. This is what happened. Okay, I'm taking accountability for my part. I release anything else that anybody or I that I was holding against anybody else, because it doesn't really do us any service, right? And I'm just going to continue living my life with boundaries, right? I guess this is like the most important part, and like the merge of the two of spirituality and self, is having that awareness and then continuing on with set boundaries. Because you don't want to go and not, like, not have that sense of awareness and then for shit to happen again, or for, you know, whatever the case may be for you. But let's say, you know, I grew up in a household where I was the timid child. I was quiet. I basically was quiet, timid, shy, right? And I felt that it was because I saw the interactions between my parents and then how my parents interacted with other people, right? I have to say that that's what it was, because where else would I have found it? It wasn't going to be in school. In school, I felt that I was like the most free because I was with my friends. I didn't have to sort of like figure out how to behave so I don't upset somebody. So I feel that from that experience, I became such a people pleaser. I didn't want to cause confrontation. I didn't want to upset anyone. I didn't want anyone to feel like, you know, that I have upset them or made them feel any type of way. I wanted people to feel like included. And then also in return with all that, I wanted the feedback to be like, you're doing great, you're good, you know, good job, whatever, right? I saw how that transpired, that behavior transpired with friendships that I had, with relationships that I had, with the behavior that I had with people at work, where it was more of like I would try my best to not speak up so that then I wouldn't upset anyone, although shit was upsetting me, right? So literally lost my train of thought, but anyways, so yes, things were going and they were upsetting me. So when I came to the realization of, okay, how can I honor myself so that shit doesn't keep repeating itself, so that like me having this understanding that this is what's going on and me knowing that I am not doing anything at all, right, and issues are still coming about, how can I respect and honor myself? And it was literally speaking up. I had to, you know, I had to like put people aside in situations when and I'm cracking up because I literally I had heard someone speak something about me, and this person was at an event, and I literally walked up to this person and I am like, can we go outside? And people thought that I was gonna beat the person up, but I wasn't. I just needed to get my thing across, like, what is your problem? What is your deal? Like, what have I done to you? Which, that's another part, like, trying to heal that whole, what have I done? No, it's not always me, okay? Anyways, so the honoring of self after getting this awareness, right? You get this understanding and you're like, you know what? Why do I have to constantly put up with this drama, right? And it was like answering the question of like, why? So I would speak back up and I stopped becoming this whole big people pleaser and trying to do the great job so I can avoid issues, because at the end of the day it was still causing issues. So let's get it started becoming like, okay, let's get an understanding so that then we're both clear of what is going on. And I started speaking up And then, of course, it got to the point that I was getting called rebellious and whatever. But it was because I was going against, things that before would have been okay. Now I don't stand up for that. Like, the respect that I have for my own nervous system and mental health is ridiculous, because I know like how much work it has taken me to like dismantle so many things. And I know how much work it takes to bring all that shit back into like a normal balance and regulate my nervous system. Like, sometimes I'll get upset and it'll take me like 2 days. No joke. So who is that harming? Myself, because I didn't place direct boundaries with people, with jobs, with with things. Even I had even I had to even set boundaries with my own self, because I felt that I was going into like a lot of limiting beliefs, right? And if you are a person who experiences and sees all the limiting beliefs that we place on ourselves, I'll tell you, from a limiting believer to another, have grace for yourself. Have grace and patience for yourself. And you can tackle anything. Like, there's really nothing that can really stop you. It's just like these limits are set in your mind, but if you listen really close to your heart, you will hear the truth that you are fucking unstoppable. Okay? So kick those fucking limiting beliefs to the curb. So set a boundary, just like I did. I had to literally catch myself whenever I had a limiting belief about things that I can do. Because I grew up again, you see, that's where everything stems. Horrible. But I grew up where I had to be this idea of a person, right? Which, after graduating college and having my first son, I had to discover like who is Mirta, right? So I had to set a lot of those things as a boundary as well. Like, you know what? Like, I don't have to live up to the expectation of what somebody else thinks. And because I am not that expectation of what they think, it does not make me any less. I had to really sit with that, and I had to really work through that and empower myself several different times in my life and realize, like, no, bitch, you got this. Like, your mind is talking gibberish because it really cannot understand, but in your heart, you know your true power. And you really have to just sit and listen and filter out all the BS that is coming at you from other perspectives. I have always said that perspectives and opinions are coming from, people who have already experienced it on their point of view. And of course, how can they go and tell you something else if they have not experienced something else? How can someone that, is constantly having mishaps tell you, right? They'll probably tell you as like a warning, like, oh, you gotta be careful. Nah, I tried that and that shit didn't work, bro. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's gonna be their conversation to you. Your job is just to, like, you hear it, but it goes in one ear, out the other, and you continue doing you. So that is what I gave you guys, like, this whole runaround to bring you to the topic of, like, that's what it means when it comes to like spirituality and self. You gain the awareness, you gain the understanding, you put yourself first, you move forward with your own truth, your own honor, and strong as fucking boundaries. Okay? Do not let the idea that because you're into spirituality, you're into angels and you're into guides and all these other beautiful, great, mystical things, that you have to continue shutting yourself down and minimizing yourself because you have to be nice, because you have to be agreeable, because you have to be acceptable. No, the whole point and idea is to get an understanding of yourself, of your true soul self, from your core, not what has been like expected of you, or not what has been commanded of you, but like who you truly are. That is what spirituality can and will do. Okay, so I have finished my ongoing rant. I really hope you guys enjoyed it, and give me some feedback. Okay, leave me a 5-star review, leave me some questions, head over to my website at www.alignmurph.com and send me some comments, or visit me on Instagram at alignmurph, or tweet me on Twitter. I'm literally all over, okay? So you can definitely find me. Give me your suggestions. Alrighty, so I hope this message was delivered well. I hope it empowered you. I hope it gave you some clarity and understanding. And you be well. Bye-bye.